I know I shouldn't feed the birds during summertime. I put up the new bird feeder with the tie of your old flannel bathrobe that hung asymmetrical, faded, tattered and careless, barely reaching your knees, but stiffly refusing to apologize for not being worthy of you. Perhaps in protest, I had gone online and ordered you a brand new crimson model. Extra tall, lush, and very grand, it carried you around my tiny ranch house like King Lear, and the old flannel lay crumpled on the dusty closet floor. When we fought, I wandered around the house wearing the enormous crimson myself and forgetting where I left my coffee. Way too long and heavy, the new robe wrapped itself around my feet and tripped me on your behalf. When you were gone for real, I found remnants of you for over a year. A moldy backpack from the marine supplies store, a rusty can leaking amber-colored oil, triple X t-shirts stained with grease, countless empty medication vials. Nothing of importance, nothing of value, except for the startled wince electric when I found them. The birds don't care what kind of tie holds up their new feeder. They come in myriad glory, bright finches, cranky blue jays, skeleton-backed downy woodpeckers, blood-red cardinals. They all descend with urgency and joy, emptying the feeder and lingering on the rose trellis you built for my 51st birthday. Their tiny faces are bewildered, even outraged, if I don't replenish the black beaded seeds quickly enough. Of course, I jump to do their bidding. But each time I tie or untie that stubborn old strip of flannel, it kicks me, unforgivingly and squarely in the chest, so hard that I can barely walk, dazed and tripping back into the empty house. I know I shouldn't feed the birds during summertime.